Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, have you ever thought about launching your own fashion brand? For one Donegal entrepreneur, a long-held dream has become a reality. Back in the springtime, Convoy woman Elaine Ayton launched a new brand online. It's called Calculate Clothing, offering a unique mix of comfort and style. It's early days yet, but she has been hugely encouraged by the support that she has received, and also the level of orders and indeed reaction and feedback. Elaine has had an interest in fashion from a very young age, and she has designed all her classic athleisure range. It's a wonderful example of how someone in Donegal can start their own business and reach a global as well as a local market. She came into studio to tell me about her business journey to date and what lies ahead. Welcome to the program, Elaine. Delighted to have you here. So maybe first of all, before we go into the details of Calculate itself, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you went to school, and where the whole business mind came from.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks very much for inviting me in today. Yes, I grew up in Convoy. I grew up in Town Parks in Convoy. And my mum was Mary Kelly and my dad was John Joe Kelly. And mum is originally from Bracha and Clohan. And my dad grew up in Maharacorn in Convoy. So that's, born and bred in Convoy. Went to school, St. Bridget's National School, and then carried on to the Dale College in Raphoe. I was there until 17, till I'd done my leaving cert, and then I went into the LYIT at the time and finished my studies in there. So I done my studies in there with IT and business, and then I went straight to America and I travelled in America for a year before I came back and started the big bad world of working.
And what was sort of leaving school, going to college, what was the road you wanted to travel down in terms of career?
I wasn't too sure. At school, I definitely had no idea really what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted to do my leaving cert and then go to college, which I only actually done a 2-year certificate course, and I wasn't too sure. I actually didn't like the IT side of it too much. I loved the accounting and the business, so I knew then when I was finished the 2-year certificate course that I wanted to carry on and do accounting. But I took a year out to go into work, so I started my first job managing a window company in Convoy, so I didn't have too far to travel. And I managed that for 5 years, and I learned a lot about what I wanted to do. And at that stage, then I went back to university and done my degree in accounting.
Right. So you were going down the accounting route.
I was going down the accounting route, yeah. And throughout the years, I suppose, bringing it back to Calculate Clothing, now I've set up the business, I've always loved fashion. I've always loved athleisure. I've always loved tweaking clothes. And like even whenever I was younger growing up, at that time we would have went down to Derry in the bus and we would have, you know, went around the shops. But no matter what I bought, I would have taken home and tweaked in some way. So I would have maybe added a new belt to it, or got mum always had the sewing machine at the time. So she was always adding on like an extra piece to like a dress or a pair of leggings. Or I remember the time that the Levi's was in. They were a big, big thing back in my day, but they were so expensive. So I remember my dad having an old, old pair of Levi's and me cutting the tag off and just having a pair of jeans and getting mum to sew on, you know, the tag onto to my cheap jeans. But yeah, I've always loved fashion. And then I suppose I've always known that I wanted to design pieces, and I have always designed pieces. Over the years, and I suppose when the pandemic hit and I had like a lot of time to think, I was living in Dublin at the time, I'm renting in Dublin, and when I moved home to Convoy, I didn't have that like high rent price to pay anymore, and I started getting to think about setting up a brand, and I had designed the logo, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to go into athleisure or if I wanted to go into like a boutique clothing range. And I designed this piece that I'm wearing now, the Cala Half Zip, and my favourite colour, sage green. So I designed this piece, and I took actually influence from an influencer in Dublin. She actually had a piece very similar, and everyone was going crazy for them. But as soon as they were launched, they were sold out overnight. Like, you'd be waiting on the website, counting down the seconds, trying to get in and buy one of her half zips, and they would just be gone. So I tried so many times to get one, and they were sold out. So I designed my own and added my own logo to it. And I mean, I suppose it took, over 2 years I've been designing, and it took a long time to bring it to where I wanted it. And I launched in April, and I talked myself out of it for so long, I suppose over the 2 years of designing and deciding what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go with it. But that's where my starting point was, yeah.
And the name Calculate, tell us a little bit more about how you came up with that as your brand name.
Well, I've always been into accounts. I've always been doing accounts. It's always been my main role. And I love accounting. Like, I currently work in accounting at the moment in the private sector. And I suppose I always had the brand designed. It's strange how it happened, because I was just one night on Google or whatever I was looking for, and I seen the sign, the Calculate sign, and it was the plus and the minus and the multiply sign and the equal sign. And I thought, I really like that, but I loved the brand. I loved the logo, but I wasn't sure what I was going to call the brand. So I was at home one day. I work from home, and I was at home one day working, and my husband's granddaughter had come in, and I was working away, and the calculator was sitting at the side, and I picked up the calculator, and she said, "Elaine, what do you do? Do you calculate?" And just then I thought, that's it. That is it. That was exactly. So that's how it all came to Calculate Clothing.
So you had the name, you had the logo, you had the design. So to get the product, to get it out there, tell us about, the process. How did you source the product? Where did you go?
A lot of sourcing over the past 2 years. So last April, for instance, so 2 years ago, I had sourced fabrics from China, bought samples, tweaked them, bought more samples, not happy with them, until we come to, the finished product. And but I thought, I'll just not put in the bulk order right now. I do like it. I did love the product. But I wanted to see what else was out there in lines of fabrics, prices, because the shipping costs are really high from China. And then you've got your customs tax and other things. So I went over to London last April for 4 days. And I visited a factory over there. I had, in the meantime, got samples and that, fabrics, and got a sample made, and loved their sample as well. Absolutely loved their sample and loved their fabrics and their price. And that was fine. Was there for 4 days, was in the factory. And there's actually a shop on the high street in London. And there's a shop there that I love their products. So I was in there for a good few hours one of the days, and looked at their fabrics and tried on things and knew what I wanted in terms of a legging, like the ultimate support legging. And I wanted one with pockets and one without pockets, and something that was really a good structure, but not like a real high price, because where I was and where I was trying on different fabrics and leggings, the price was like, it's £90 for a pair of leggings. So got the fabrics and got the makeup and knew what I wanted. Coming out of London, I knew what I'd wanted. Definitely whenever I had visited the factory in London and the high street store that I'm talking about. So I knew what I wanted whenever I left London in terms of leggings and in terms of other things like joggers and sweatshirts. But I thought, I had been also sourcing fabrics in Portugal. So we went over to Portugal and we visited a few factories around Portugal as well, got fabrics, the exact same makeup as London, visited the fabric, visited the factories and looked at the fabrics and got the pricing. And so came home and over the course of a few weeks, you know, life goes on, you go to work, you meet your family, you meet your friends, and you try to dedicate as much time to the business, but sometimes you can step back, you have other priorities. So I was doing that. I was dipping in and dipping out and taking breaks. And so it took a long time to decide. And all of the fabrics that I had got from China were fantastic. The price was good. It was good. It was the same. Very, very balanced. The same with London, Portugal and China. There was not much difference in it, especially whenever you added the shipping costs. So that was sourcing the products, sourcing the materials. And it all started to come together really, really, really quickly then towards the end.
And the actual designs, have you been doing them up yourself?
I've been doing all
of them,
yeah.
So the process then, you would send off PDFs and various emails?
I design my own tech packs, yeah. At the moment, I design my own tech packs. They're very time consuming. But
you've total
something
control
I love.
Over it,
you've total control over it. I mean, as much information that you put into your tech pack is what you're going to have a better sample. And I mean, when that sample arrives, you will learn so much. You will look and you will compare your tech pack to the sample, and you'll see, that's my fault, I've left that out, or that's not my fault, right, that needs to be tweaked. And you know, it's just a lot of communication back and forth on a daily basis. And yeah, just so you get what you love, I suppose. And don't get me wrong, my collection at the minute, so you've got the half zips, you've got the Calla half zips, you've got the Callas hoodies, which is the marl grey and the dark grey. And then you've got the ultimate support leggings with pockets and the ultimate style leggings with no pockets. And then you've got the jogger sets and you've got the ultimate support tops. So all of that I am so happy with. I've done so much work. I've designed it from start to finish. But there are areas for improvement. There always will be. Like, I know when I'm putting on one of my tops or one of my, like, my pairs of leggings, I'm like, right, the next time this is going to change. But what I need to get more comfortable with is, well, I haven't done it yet, is going on to social media and introducing myself and introducing my brands and showing everyone, like, I want to show everyone how good the product is. And that's something that I will get comfortable with someday, maybe. I'm just not great in front of the camera, Chris.
No, the fact that you started from scratch, you're liaising with suppliers abroad. When you were putting in the initial orders, was there a minimum number you have to take?
Yeah, and there's a minimum order quantity, So you have your minimum order quantity per colour, per size. And I mean, there are room for, I suppose, negotiations. Not always, not with every supplier, but you build a really good relationship with them over the course of the 2 years. That there is room for movement, really. But yes, you've got your minimum order quantity, and you've got your shipping price. And yeah, I've learned a lot along the way. I've learned where I can save money and how I can save money in a few areas. I'll not give all those little secrets away, but I have been lucky this month with something that I'd never known before. You learn a lot yourself,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Now, design is key. Quality is also key, the use of materials there. And then setting the price point. So these are all factors that, you know, I suppose there's a little bit of trial and error.
There is, yeah, with the margins and the markups and that. Again, I'm still learning. And my leggings, my ultimate support leggings with pockets, are €40. And back when I was 17 to even up to 30, I'd be thinking, that is so expensive for a pair of leggings. Like, I would not pay that for a pair of leggings. And I probably wouldn't have back at that age. I mean, if my mum or my friend was to buy them to me, fine, that would be great. But for myself to go in and pay €40 for a pair of leggings, I probably would have been hesitant. But when you invest in a pair of leggings at €40, you will see why. Like the quality, the quality is insane. And you need to get your right fit, your right length. A lot of leggings that I buy, I mean, are always too long on me. They always either scrunch up at the bottom or you're turning them up. And that's with all of my friends. Like, they all say the same thing. My family, girls that I meet, they always say, but Elaine, every pair of leggings that I buy are too long. I've designed two pairs of leggings, two different styles of leggings, that are not too long. They have got a longer length, yes, but they've got the shorter length also. And they are worth the, they're worth the price that's on them. And then I have another pair of leggings that it's the ultimate support style legging, with no pockets, and they're only retailing at $25.99. You know, so I'm given that balance, I'm given that option, and the reviews that, that I've received so far are insane. So
now let's just go back to April of this year was the launch.
Yeah.
The lead up to the launch and market research and, you know, looking at who you were focusing on as your target market, what were all the variables that you had to bring together before you said, right, this is launch time?
There was a lot to do before the launch. And I will say, I talk myself out of it so many times, but yeah, there was a lot to look at. I mean, setting up the social medias and, you know, when it was mentioned to me, who is your target audience, I had to really think about that. That's something that I had never thought on, really. It was like, well, I knew that it was from 16, 15, 16 to 60, 65. But I was just thinking everyone can have it. You know, it's, what do you mean your target audience? But there is a target audience. And that is very important. And I've realised that now through the months. But yeah, there was that. There was the website. There was website tweaks to do. I knew what I wanted in terms of the website. And it's still not 100% there. But my developer was amazing. And, you know, she was very approachable. And that's what I find in business when you're working with someone. They need to be approachable. You need to have someone that you feel that you can just pick up the phone and say, or even text them and say, can I give you a call in like 5 minutes, or and that they will take the call. And in business, you're not going to have that. They're going to say, no, I'm busy for like all day today. And but it might be something that's a real priority that you just need to, you know, get ticked off. But leading up to the launch was hectic, and in regards to the website, and I suppose the waiting on all of my orders to come. And, you know, I knew what date I wanted to set, but I wasn't sure if it was going to go ahead at one point, just for a few reasons. But yeah, we got there.
I'm speaking with Convoy woman Elaine Ayton, whose company Calculate Clothing was launched earlier this year. Elaine, was it always the intention at the start that it would be purely online?
Yeah.
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 And so obviously when the website goes live and somebody goes and clicks and they want to order, everything has to work. So
yeah.
I take it was a process of dummy runs. And
it was, yeah, it was.
I'm sure took up quite a lot of time.
It was actually really, it was really funny. We had launched at 6 p.m. on Sunday, the 14th of April. And my web designer hit the release button 2 minutes before. And it was just ping, ping, ping. Like the order started to come in and she was like, we're not ready yet. She was only doing a practice run 2 minutes, you know, before. And we were laughing. And thankfully, I was like, this is unreal. You know, it was a great buzz. And it was something that I was so proud of, because to be working on it for the 2 years and then posting on the social medias to let everyone know, right, this is what I'm doing, and to have the support, especially from the community, like from Convoy, the support was overwhelming. And yeah, the tweaks were done, and that was a funny time a few minutes before hitting the release button and everything coming in. It was great.
So how did you get the word out about the launch taking place?
I put it up my personal Facebook the Sunday before, and I had put up a post explaining that I had some news, and really explaining that I had talked myself out of it for so many years, And I suppose anyone that does know me, like, because I used to play Gaelic with the Convy Ladies, and like I would be arriving on a Sunday morning with my tan on and with, you know, you always had the hair done and the makeup on, and I just love style. And I mean, a lot of the girls was like that, and we all gelled so well together, and they were a massive support, you know, and the community itself was a massive support. So when I put it up, like a lot of them had said, you know, that you're the woman for the job, and we knew you, Elaine, that this was coming eventually, because I've always spoke about it. So I got great support. And then when I set up the social medias, I done a competition and the followers started coming in great. So at the moment, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok are my main go-to social media platforms at the moment, yeah.
You know, and I suppose it's a great example of how somebody can start up a business online that, you know, 10, yeah. 20 years ago, this just would not have been possible.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You're cutting out the high rent prices at the moment, unfortunately. And now, that's not to say, I do have a few goals over the years, and that's not to say that there might not be like a pop-up coming up or, you know, on that. But there's a lot coming up at the moment, a lot of exciting things happening behind the scenes.
And how do you plan, you know, the level of stock and ordering? And, you know, you want to get a balance there, because, and I suppose over time you find which products are more popular than others.
Yeah. I actually found that very quickly within the first month. To be honest, I'm still learning. Like, my website, it has the inventory control in it, and that will show you, you know, everything that you have. So the week before, everything was put into the system of what I had. So I'd done a massive stock take the week before. So I knew exactly, I knew anyway what I had ordered. But when you're ordering a few months before and you're waiting on everything to be designed, you tend to forget. So setting everything up, printing everything off, just to see in front of you what stock you had and entering it all into the website. And then managing it, you know. And I suppose in the first month I panicked and put in another order, because I thought, right, this is going so well, I'm going to run out of stock very quickly. And then you can have your spikes, and you can have your, you know, you can, it can balance out. And but no, at the moment, that's something that I'll probably learn more about as the months go on, is the stock taking.
And likewise, I suppose, cash flow, you want to try and balance things out as best you can. You know. What about seasonality? Are there going to be certain times of the year that you, like the Christmas market, I take it, you will be hoping will be a spike?
And as well with my brand at the moment, I mean, I know that we don't have great weather at the moment, but it's still not really, really cold. So I suppose you're going to have different seasons where someone's not going to be wanting to wear a hoodie all of the time or a fleece all of the time. And, you know, they're going on holiday, so they've put their savings aside for that and they're prioritising other things. So you're going to have spikes and you're going to have drops. But you try and design a brand that is going to be for all year round, for all seasons.
So when you were starting off and you're about to go live and in the lead up to it, did you always have in your mind sort of a set number? I mean, you can't just go online with one item. You need to have a range. So from the word go, was it always going to be, you know, I'm going to have 10 or 20 items? Or how did you calculate that?
That's great, Chris. I should have taken a lady's advice, and I didn't. I had these half zips in my bedroom for 2 years before I launched. And I talked myself out of it, and I talked myself out of it. And she said, just launch with the half zips and the half zips only. You'll do great. And I said, no, I need to add to the collection. I wanted to add to the collection because I knew where I wanted to be. But thinking back now, I should have just launched the half zips. That would have been more than enough, just those. And, you know, you don't have to have a full range at the beginning. You can work on that. You can build your brand. Some girls might have a dream of setting up their own business, and they'll talk themselves out of it, like I did, thinking that they don't have enough products, they don't have enough colours, they don't have enough sizes. Just go for it. I mean, if you have a dress and you have it in three colours and you have a few sizes, you need a bulk, you do need a bulk order, but you don't have to have, if you've got a dress, I mean, you could have 100 people out there that love that dress throughout Ireland. My advice is just go for it.
So what is the turnaround time? Somebody goes online, they see something that they like, they hit, the payment is electronic, goes through almost immediately, I take it, and then what happens after that?
Well, I'm working with On Post at the moment, and I mean, they're fantastic. You have next day delivery with them. In the north now, it is 2 to 3 days, and sometimes it can be 3 to 4, depending on if it's posted like over the weekend. But yeah, I mean, I do aim for next day. It doesn't always happen. You can have a volume of orders in, and you might get to them one evening and then the rest overlap to the next day, do you know? But yeah, I mean, on the website at the moment, it is advertised 5 to 7 days. It's listed as 5 to 7 days. I hope to have it out there before that. Right. Yeah.
And who is actually doing the physical packing and dispatching?
I am, Chris.
At an early hour?
At an early hour, yeah. Up early and at it. And then, yeah, I'll go to my own work. Luckily, I work from home. And
this is the amazing thing. This is not your full-time occupation.
Not at the moment.
Yet.
Not at the moment, no. I'm in my current position where I work in private banking for 5 years. And I love it. Yeah, it's all accounting. And I mean, I suppose I've been lucky enough that it has helped me out so much with funding the business. So at the moment, I don't feel that I need to leave. And I have a great family support. They nap in and help me as well. They come in the evening times and help me. So, and I know that coming up to the busy period, which will be Christmas time, I will have friends that I can pull in to help. I can, you know, just give them a free hoodie or a free half sup or a pair of leggings and, you know, they're hooked. So, and you don't even have to, they'll come in and help. And my husband's a great help as well. He packs away, he gets stuck in and, you know, he'll do delivery for me. If I need to nip down to the north at days and yeah.
So is there a big room that has all the stock there all sectioned out?
Yeah, well, I had to, at the beginning, I didn't. I mean, every room was packed with the Calculate collection, but yeah, we have a warehouse now at the moment and that's where we store a lot of the stuff, but I still have a lot of the stuff as well. We've cleared out one of the back rooms and luckily enough, we've had one and we done it up. It's a little studio and I do a lot of my designing in there and it's very comfortable and yeah, everything's to hand.
In terms of shops, boutiques, sports stores, whatever out there, you know, if somebody comes to you and say, I'd like to stock your product, is that a possibility?
It is, of course. I've had a few approaches at the moment and we're just, looking at a few contracts and looking at margins and, you know, seeing what's available and things like that. So I'm hoping autumn winter is going to take a massive change for Calculate Clothing.
And you're always looking ahead. So you have your current range. Are we going to see a steady flow of new products over the next year?
There will. There'll be a new launch happening, hopefully the start of September. Yeah. New colours, new pieces, some real high quality pieces. And yeah. Stay tuned.
Now, the fact you have the business head, you have that accounting background. Did you look for any support from local agencies, like the local enterprise office or anything like that?
Yeah. So I linked in with the local enterprise office and I completed the online TOV course with them. So it's a trading online voucher. So you complete the course with them. They're actually very approachable and they're very, very well recognised. They're in Ballyrain here in Letterkenny. And I'm working with a member of staff within the local enterprise office. At the moment, for smaller businesses, how it works is you'll complete the TOV online and you must spend a certain amount before you get a certain amount. So that's the way, yeah, you actually spend it out of your own capital and then show them proof of payment. And yeah, it takes a while then for to be generated and they will refund you with half the amount. And I suppose they do have other options out there, opportunities for businesses that employ that have 10 or less employees. And then Enterprise Ireland, they deal with businesses that employ 10 or more employees. So there is supports out there, yeah.
So you're based in Convoy. You have your own website. Calculate Clothing is out there. A lot of the support initially was from the local area and people that you know. But online, where have you got orders from? Can you track them?
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. I have sent orders out to London, Yorkshire, and Australia. We've had a few off to Australia and the US. And Donegal, Dublin, Monaghan, so many in Northern Ireland, Armagh. I need to visit Armagh someday because I know that there's going to be so many girls up there that has got a calculate half zip on. It's amazing, yeah. Belfast, so many areas. Like when the order comes in, I'd say to my husband, there's one away to Banbridge today or there's one away to Belfast. And it's just overwhelming, like, to think that places far away, like, I did think that it would stay within the Donegal region. No, not at all.
No boundaries online.
No boundaries online, yeah, no, yeah. No.
And how many actual products are there in online at the moment?
At the moment, so I have the Callis hoodie, and then the Calla half zip, and then the leggings, and the jogger sets, and then the support tops. At the minute, there's 5, and there's more to come.
And any of them particularly popular or more so than the others? What's the best seller?
I would say at the moment, the half zips, yeah, the Calla half zips are in sage green, winter white, and chocolate brown, with other colours launching soon. And they are definitely the best sellers. The ultimate support leggings with the pockets, they are a big seller. The girls love them. The reviews that's coming in for them are fantastic. And I suppose the hoodies. Yeah, the hoodies. The dark grey hoodie is a velour feel. So it's not velvet, it's velour. And it's, I actually have one here, Chris, to show you. You can take it with you. I think you'll love it. It's not a unisex hoodie. Well, it can be used as a unisex hoodie, but it is. It's a fab material. And when I was sourcing it, I knew that I wanted not just a cotton one, because the light marl grey one is cotton, but I wanted one with a different feel to it, and it's like a suede velour feel, and it's fab.
You mentioned there feedback and word of mouth and people putting reviews up. You can't get a better recommendation than from a friend, and yeah, people talk, and yeah, well, that's half the business,
and
really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way the word spreads. That on social media, yeah, is great, yeah.
Tell me, in terms of red tape, when sourcing the material initially and now importing all the products, are there a lot of hoops there, or is it a case of once you've sussed out the system that it's
no, pretty... No, at the start there was hoops definitely to jump through, and there was a lot to learn. But now, no, I know now what questions to ask, and I know what advice to give my suppliers before they organise a shipment, and that's very important, because it can get stuck in customs if it's coming from, you know, China, or if it's coming from the UK. And even if you submit all of the necessary documentation, you still may wait weeks. Now, it's never happened to me, thankfully. I done a lot of homework on that before I launched, before I put in my bulk orders.
Now, if you had a new design and you've got it all ready and you have your supplier there, what's the length of the lead-in from you sending off that design to getting, well, I suppose you'll get a couple of samples back and then mm-hmm. giving the go-ahead? What's the timescale?
The timescale from when you put in the order mm-hmm. or from the very beginning of me designing it? Because that can be a long
beginning.
That can be a long process. Yeah, yeah, that can be a long process. I mean, when I launched in April, I hoped to have another 2 items launched by June, and we're into August now and still not. So it is a long process. I mean, there is a lot of tweaks and changes, and sometimes my mind can say, right, just go with it. It's fine. That piece is fine. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, no, this needs to be tweaked again, and I need to get it fixed properly and wait for the final sample to arrive. And And that's what it is. And then when you sign the paperwork and go ahead with it, and you're happy with your tech packs and everything, and you do all your checks, when it goes to production, it can take up to 20 days. And then your shipping, then you have your own varied shipping that you can choose. I mean, you can choose air, or you can choose sea, or you have different freights then, and they're all different prices.
Yeah. You could have a consignment coming by ship that takes longer, but maybe you know you don't need it as soon. So
yeah, so that's what you need to balance out. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes it just doesn't work that way. You know, sometimes you think, I thought last Friday I would have my shipment, and I haven't. Yeah. And like, yeah.
Ultimately, an awful lot of hard work, and you are in the camp of people who can be up at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, sometimes 6:30, but yeah, I do aim to be up early and just get the packing done, and have my cup of coffee, and then get straight back and get straight into my work.
Yeah. So let's fast forward a year or two down the road. Is it a case that, you know, this is going to be the full-time career and
I'm hoping so.
Global dominance?
Yes, I'm hoping so. I have a vision, and I would love to start employing and employing young people to come in and help me with the designs, and, you know, give them a safe space and let them come in and enjoy work and be creative and help me out with the business. And yeah,
and once again, you know, it as I've mentioned before, this is an example of something it can be done locally.
Yeah. You just have to believe in yourself, and if you've got a dream, just go and do it. And I mean, I'm not going to tell you my age, but like, I should have done this 20 years ago, and I should have done it 10 years ago, and I know that now, but I mean, it just wasn't the right time, and it is now, and I'm just gonna
give
it my all.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Timing is a factor, and
definitely,
you know, you're not the first or the last person who may have had an idea and be putting it off. But your advice would be, if the gut feeling's there.
Yeah, if the gut feeling's there and you think that you've got a good product, and don't get me wrong, it's hard work. It really is. And no, but if you're willing to put in the work, and you have got a good product and you think it's going to work, I wouldn't hesitate. I would go for it. Yeah.
If our listeners want to find out more, tell us a little bit about the website, where to go to.
Yeah, so you can visit Calculate Clothing, calculateclothing.com, or you can access the link on Facebook, on our Facebook page, or through the Instagram page. And you just go into Instagram, follow Calculate Clothing, and click on the link, and you can go in and view all of the collection there. Add it to your basket. And at the moment, we have a 10% discount, so you put in NEW10 and that'll get you your 10% discount. And we have click and collect areas. So growing up, I hated paying postage and packaging. I think every girl hates paying postage and packaging, but unfortunately, in the times that we live in, everyone pays postage. Like, you have to pay your postage and packaging, but I thought then with the discount it would help out a bit. I have a few goals that I'm working on at the moment, and one of them is pickup points that you can just pay your €1 or your €2 and pick it up for that price. So at the moment, you can, if you're in the Convoy region, you can click and collect in the post office in Convoy or in Centrum Rafoe, and I will have another few pickup points added shortly.
Well, what a great story. My thanks to Elaine Ayton for coming into studio to give us an insight into her business, Calculate Clothing. If you want to contact the program, you can email me at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. As always, may I thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.